Weirdly Nice, a critical role campaign for Botvic, written by LaMonica Fox and read by Alani. He's scary. Octis meant it when he said it, but finds himself rethinking the estimation almost immediately upon actually speaking with Sir Julian for the first time. He's polite, oddly respectful, a sharp contrast to everything he has come to expect from him, given the vitriol the people around him have spewed about the man. After what he did to Tiazi, though, Octis supposes that there is at least some truth to it. And he is rude, if anything, just based on how he treated Timbal minutes ago. Weirdly Nice. Sir Julian seems momentarily surprised by the words, but takes it in stride. Zygot out. Octis can't remember someone phrasing it that way before. Perhaps that is what it was. He did get out. Or at least he thought he did. Either way, hearing it without an ounce of irony feels oddly encouraging, and he takes a moment to consider how quietly brave that actually was. Strangely, I know what it's like. Octis never expected any kind of understanding or relating when he described how he simply walked out of the door without telling his family, and from this man of all people. He finds himself not objecting at all when Sir Julian asks to speak privately, or when he asks him to come back to the Davinus estate to speak with Lady Adanesa. Perhaps it's because it's a request and not a respectful one. Octis doesn't get the impression that Sir Julian would exactly drag him there against his will. Perhaps it's because he voices no objection when Velo gently sees she come along and even invites her to stay when they arrive at his home. This stranger, who seems unconnected to whatever it is that's putting Octis in danger. Maybe he isn't so bad, Octis thinks, glancing at Sir Julian over his shoulder as he follows Lady Adanesa up the stairs to his upper quarters. Maybe he's just angry. The look on his face as he speaks with his father is one with which Octis is intimately familiar, the way he tenses his body in an almost defensive stance. Handsome face darkened with a thinly veiled simmering rage. The slight wince at whatever his father just said. Octis turns away, follows Lady Adanesa as she holds his hand. Perhaps he'll get a chance to get to know Sir Julian de Venus a little better at another time. He carries himself with more confidence than Sir Julian would think. The Taconis boy is young, but more man than a boy, and while his slightly off-putting demeanor is expected from one of his family, he seems earnest, more so than any Taconis Julian has met.
I mean, look at me,
Octis says, with a kind of self-deprecating laugh when Julian comments on his strange choice of company. Julian does. The young man is well-dressed, albeit strangely somber in appearance, eyes bright with youthful curiosity, and yet an exhaustion that seems too bone-deep to match it. As if there's weight on his shoulders hovering over him, shrinking him down to look smaller than his physical height. The patched-together, button-eyed fox familiar is an oddity on its own. Julian supposes that many would indeed find Octis strange. He finds himself being more polite than usual, more friendly. Not out of sympathy or concern, but simply because Octis has done nothing to deserve anything else. He's relieved when he accepts the request to speak with Lady Adanesa. He would have hated to force him in any way. A part of him is glad that Velos comes along. She's there to protect Octis should anything happen. Although, Julian is fully aware that she likely intends to protect the boy from him, should she have to. He wouldn't dream of giving her reason to. He glances after Octis as Lady Adanesa leads him up the stairs, darting his eyes away when the young man looks over his shoulder. He keeps his eyes on his father instead, silently taking the usual, discreet berating he has become so accustomed to. Perhaps he'll get a chance to get to know Octis Taconis a little better at another time. The end.
Reader Free Talk, I'm investing early in this too. Mark my words. They are going places. Post episode 4 edit, I stand by everything I said. In fact, I'm doubling down.
Lemonica Fox, thank you so much for giving permission to pod this. Everybody, go give all of your love to the original fic, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.